always seems that when you enter a trade, it instantly goes against you. That's because we're focusing on it. It's funny how we tend to focus on the negatives more than the positives and just in life in general. Like, I bet you guys can recall your worst trade. I bet you guys can recall your last losing trade. I bet it's a little bit harder to recall your last winning trade, right? Because of some reason, we think that, oh, the wins are supposed to happen. I'm supposed to win. So when we get a winning trade that goes in our direction, we're like, okay, well, not a big deal. It was supposed to do that, right? Versus the losing trade, we're panicking. Why is it doing that? Why, right? Fear typically outweighs, or pain typically outweighs pleasure, just in our decision-making skill in general in life, right? Pain is usually, not usually, pain is a higher motivator than pleasure in general. I mean, think about this. Bad example, think about torture. Do people torture people with pleasure? Or do they typically torture people with pain? Right? So I think it could be, you know, it could be a few things, Mike. I don't know what level of trader you're at. You could be a bad trader. That could be it. Or you could be putting more emphasis on the losing trade because you have improper expectations of what you expect. My assumption is that you haven't done back testing. Am I correct? I probably shouldn't assume that, but just on our conversation, yeah. You seem like you're newer getting into it. So you haven't done back testing, right? So at this moment, you have no idea what your trading, what your win percentage should be. Am I right? You have no idea what your win percentage should be. So you don't really have anything to base it off of, right? If I go through my back testing process and I see that I am a 40% win trader, right? My win percentage is 40%. And I go into the market and my first 10 trades, I lose 6 and I win 4. And I'm all pissed off, right? Because I'm losing more than I'm winning. But should I be pissed off? Should I be upset at those 6 losers? No. Why? Well, I'm actually right on par, right? My backtesting results said I was a 40% trader. I'm actually right where I should be. So that's part of it. The part that you just don't know where you're at. You probably don't have clearly defined rules because you haven't backtested. So you don't have clearly defined rules on how and what you should be trading. You haven't backtested, so you don't know the results. Essentially, what you're doing right now, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, it just happens to be the level you're at trading. Right now, you're just kind of gambling. Would I be correct in saying that? Again, I don't mean that in a negative way, saying, you know, there are other traders that I talk to that are gambling. But I mean, just because you haven't gotten to the point yet in your journey where you've done the work yet. You're newer in that journey. So what you're doing is gambling. You have an idea, right? You read on the internet that say, okay, when the dealer's showing 17, got to take a hit. But you don't actually know if that's proven or not. Life will get a lot easier once you go through the process, right? Once you take the time to go through our course material. Once you take the time to develop a strategy that fits your personality. And fitting your personality is important because you're going to have belief in what you're doing. Instead of just doing what someone else is doing on the internet, you're going to actually have something that kind of works within yourself. And then you're going to backtest that strategy. You're going to spend hours and days and weeks and months grinding it out. Your fingers are going to cramp up. Carpal tunnel is going to take over. I can't tell you how many times Naomi sent me a text and she's like, Akil, I can't feel my fingers. They're dead. What have you been doing? Fighting? No, backtesting. Ooh, take a break. Right? But when you go through that journey and you end up getting all that data, you're going to come out with a belief. You're going to come out knowing that your trading strategy is successful, that it has a positive expectancy, that it will print money for you. You're going to come out knowing exactly what your win percentage should be, but the range of what your win percentage should be. You're going to come out knowing your range of your profitability. You're going to come out knowing your biggest winning streak, your biggest losing streak, your maximum drawdown, your highest equity level. You're going to come out knowing all that stuff. And that's going to give you a massive amount of belief when you go to trade the markets, demo trading first and foremost, and then eventually live trading. And you'll still have to deal with the psychological issues, right? You still have to deal with the psychological hurdles of actually executing live what you've done in your backtesting. That's a whole different story. But you'll have that belief. And what will eventually happen if you go things the right way, the thought process will shift from winning and losing, from profit and loss to good trade versus bad trade, with a good trade being defined as a trade where you follow your rules completely and a bad trade being defined as a trade where you break your rules. And you'll come to notice, and this is the hard part, come to notice that if you consistently take good trades, then the profitability will line up very similarly to what your backtesting was. And eventually the importance, this is, you know, as you go on, maybe a year down the road, the importance will shift from, I just want to take good trades versus I just want to win or lose. And then you'll slowly just not care about losers at all. Right? I took three losses in a row in the euro dollar the other day. Or last week. Or 2 weeks. Right? I got long the cipher, boom, stopped out. I got short some other pattern formation, boom, got stopped out. I got short again at that Fibonacci inversion trade, boom, got stopped out. Right? Guess what I was looking to do the next day? Guess what I came into the market looking to do the next day? Yep. Came in trying to take a damn good trade. I don't care. I care about my recency bias. I don't care that I lost three times in a row, right? Should I curl up in a ball and stop looking for trading opportunities? No. I'm going to come in and follow my plan. You're dead on, Alice. I'm going to come in and follow my plan. I'm going to identify. I'm going to predict. I'm going to decide. If something's there, I'm going to execute it. The way I look at it, right? I know my percentages. I just took three L's in a row. Shoot, I'm due for a win. I just got those losers out the way. Got them out the way. There's no fear. There's no sadness. Why? Because as I reviewed each and every trade, all three of them were good. All three of the trades were good. So I did my job. The results weren't there. I got hammered on the internet, right? I shared one on TradingView. Every time you share a losing trade on the internet, right, you get hammered. Right? That stuff used to bother me. I don't care. It was a good trade. I'd take it again. I love that question, right? People are like, Akil, what would you, and sometimes you can do stuff different, but Akil, in this situation, you know, would you do something different? I'm like, no, I would take it again. I would do the exact same thing, right? What if you knew it was going to lose? I'd do the exact same thing. It wouldn't change anything. Can't let the results dictate your feelings. Because we can't control the results. All we can control is what we take. We can't control what the market does. We can't control the election. We can't control any other stuff that's going on. We can't control Brexit news. We can only control what we take in the markets. All we can control. Control what you can control. If you do it consistently, you'll be surprised at what the outcome is.